Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk and Coach Dan Wildfong on the line with us this morning. Coach, how are we doing this morning?
Doing okay.
It was a rough weekend, a couple of losses, so we're going to go ahead and just drive right on through these talks. But the Lone Star Brahmas ended up traveling down to Corpus Christi to take on the Ice Rays, and you know, in the first game, I really thought that y'all were going to pull away with a win in the third period. However, Corpus Christi just came out looking explosive.
Yeah, I think they get a couple goals, you know, on power play. So we got to really clean up our penalty kill. It's really hurting us right now. And once we clean that up, I think we're going to be in, you know, we're in every game, but we're just, special teams is really killing our team right now.
All right. And one of the things that we didn't talk about, because the announcement came the following day on Thursday, you did get a promotion to number 21, Matt Lison, who has taken over as captain, and then also Donovan Gardner. Again, he's going to have an A as an alternate captain alongside Anthony Mousseau, who, looking over pregame notes, is your top point leader right now.
Yeah, you know, we were really struggling. Obviously, we had Dugan, AJ had to go home with some, you know, personal stuff, and then we needed some leadership in that room, especially when you're struggling. It's very important to have good leaders, making sure they're holding guys accountable, and it can't be just the coaches; it has to be the players themselves too.
And I did catch the game on Friday night. I missed the game on Saturday, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But as a whole, it looks like Matt Lison's taking his role very seriously as captain.
Yeah, I think he's doing a really good job. He really takes everything serious. So, you know, he's the type of guy where he's going to be able to – he's a Division I kind of player. You know, he comes to the rink prepared mentally and physically, and, you know, he's got a lot of schools starting to call about him. So – been great for him.
Well, very good. And then on the second night, another loss to Corpus Christi. The final score was 3-1. And on the night, however, you know, Corpus Christi, and y'all are playing against a lot of very good teams. Corpus Christi definitely has a lot of talent there, and they were showing it at home. But as a whole, how do you think you felt going into that game?
You know, Corpus has been playing a lot different at home than on the road. At home, they had, you know, 6,000 fans that night, and you know, I thought we played them well, you know, especially the first night.
Right.
And they got a couple goals that gave them momentum the first night, and then the second night, you know, both teams came out. I thought we had opportunities. We had two breakaways that we missed, and that are you know, key swinging momentum moments in the game, and we didn't finish, and we're having trouble scoring right now. We got to get better at that.
One of the things that of course we have to talk about is the big fight that happened on Saturday night. The I caught a clip of it courtesy of Chad, who had posted it up on Facebook, and so I said, oh man, I knew I should have watched Saturday. So I went over and checked it out, and hadn't seen a brawl like that, I don't think, since against the Americans.
Yeah, it was you know, our guy, I told our guys we got to be physical against their D. One of their D actually just turned at the last second, and we tried to finish our check, and, you know, we got a penalty. It was a deserving penalty. And then, you know, like any penalty with a hit from behind, usually the players come in to help each other, and turned out to be a little Donnybrook out there, which, you know, we don't promote that, but obviously it happens sometimes, so.
No suspensions from the game?
What's that? Sorry?
Did we have any suspensions from the fight?
Yeah. Dagnall will be out for tonight's game.
Okay.
But he's the only guy that he suspended.
Okay, yeah. And I was a little bit curious as to how things were going to go, because, I mean, it got very emotion-filled very quickly out there, and that's one of the hot topics right now across the NHL, of course, is that they have brought up this whole concussion thing. Now,
yeah.
this as opposed to football, these are two completely different sports. And when you're going into hockey, you know that body checks are part of the game. You're not going to be taking direct, you know, head-to-head contact from people. Occasionally things will happen, but these I guess 10 NHL former players coming forward now and saying, well, we were never told of the dangers and things like that, and to me just kind of seems completely off the wall. I'm not saying that these people didn't get hurt, you know, and that they don't have issues. I'm saying as a whole, you have to sit here and know that hockey is hockey. There's going to be big hits, there's going to be fights, and you know, even over all this time frame, also with the fighting thing, and we'll talk about that just in a moment. But how do you feel about this entire this entire subject?
Well, I think you need fighting in hockey to police it. It's kind of like someone that doesn't know a lot about hockey in depth. It's like kind of at a school playground when the teacher doesn't see what's going on and your buddy keeps getting picked on. You know what? You got to stand up for yourself. You got to get a couple of your buddies to help you. You know what I mean? It's you got to police it yourself, or you're going to get bullied all the time.
And that's now, actually something that Jaromir Jagr was quoted in saying. You know, there's a lot of nasty stick work that happens that people don't see. You know,
exactly. And then if you don't police it yourself, you know, you don't tell that guy you better put his stick away, and you have no fear. I'm telling you, it's going to get even more stick work, more guys getting cut, more guys getting hurt in a facial injury because the sticks will come up even higher. There's no fear of a consequence from doing that.
And that's why you hear the term enforcer so much, you know, throughout hockey, is because you have these people on the team that are specific, you know, that they come in to be that little bit of an intimidation factor so that people aren't messing with that star player behind the referee's backs, you know. But when it comes to the concussion subject, you look at it and the NHL has made tons of rules and regulations, implementing helmets, implementing visors, and trying to do every step possible to make the game as safe as possible while keeping it still true to its, you know, most basic form of hockey.
Yeah, you know, I like that they got the visors. You know, everyone has to start to wear visors, and you know, the mouth guard thing, especially in USA Hockey, starting to obviously trying to hinder the concussions. Concussions aren't just from fighting. They're a lot from, you know, from hits to the head. The NHL's doing a great job of really suspending guys if they do initial contacts to the head. You know, they are making steps in the right direction, but as far as fighting, you're going to have to, in my opinion, have to keep that in hockey. And maybe you just police it a little bit different. If you do fight, you're out for a game.
I think one of the things that they were talking about also, the fact that, and this might, I don't know if it's gone into rule yet or is may possibly be going into rule next year, but any goalie that leaves his area to go and pursue a fight is looking at a possible suspension.
Yeah.
What we're looking forward to tonight is Lone Star Brahma Hockey versus the Wichita Fall Wildcats, and game's going to be puck drop around 7 o'clock tonight, but it's Military Appreciation Night out at the Nitech Sports Arena. And Coach, who are we going to have in goal tonight?
We're going to have TJ Black. Jake and Nahama moved up to the USHL in Lincoln, which is great for him. We're always trying to move guys up and promote them. So now we got another young goaltender coming in here that's a really good goaltender. So we're excited to promote him and move him along.
Well, very good. Looking forward to tonight's game. I'm fortunate enough to be able to come down in person to watch the game tonight and participate in the Military Appreciation Night. It is free tickets to all military members, you know, veterans, active duty. And the big thing tonight, there's an ice skate after the game. So after the game, no matter what the outcome, there will be free skate rentals and ice skating down at Nitex. And, Coach, do the Brahmas players join in on that?
Oh, yeah, they'll be out there. They'll be, you know, getting pictures with the fans, kissing babies, hugging people.
So but doing that, you know, just regular old presidential role type thing, you know, just making people happy, right?
Right.
Well, we look forward to it tonight. And, Coach, want to thank you so much for coming on with us. I'm looking forward to a very hard-hitting game tonight with a lot of emotions.
That's great. Thank you so much for all you do. And we're excited to performing tonight in front of the military. It's going to be a good show.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. And again, thank you for all that you do, and we will. I'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.